from myself, Greg, I've always said that all we want to hear is a bit of dialogue and insofar as to look at an alternative location for the mast. You know, I have no opposition to, I suppose, the erection of the mast in general, but it's just the fact that the actual location of the mast is the problem, Greg.
But the reality is, Councillor, we know that the company has gone through the proper planning. It's fully entitled to start when it wants to. Why, then, would it change its mind? All the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
Yeah, good point. Considerable opposition exists to the proposed location of the mast, and the local community has sourced an alternative site for the mast. I've said that all along. And in recent days, Tetra has met Donegal County Council's outstanding planning requirements, and the company, I suppose, is now technically free to proceed with the construction. But at Tuesday's meeting, I hope we can present our case for an alternative site, and I'm hopeful that at this stage we can come to an agreement with the company. Everybody in every walk of life relies on public goodwill, and Tetra will need public goodwill in Dumfries, there's no doubt about that. So I hope they will listen to Deputy McHugh and myself on Tuesday when we meet.
Councillor, are you concerned that if that meeting doesn't bear fruit, that when they try and move some machinery onto this site, that maybe locals will try and block that in some form or other?
Yeah, it's too early to say that, Greg, but I would have serious concerns. There's a lot of feeling on this issue, and I would have concerns that there could be pressure put on.